Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen. Hope you're all doing well.
We are coming to you once again after another glorious day. We had a good day. It was a pretty peaceful day. What did we do, Sister Amen? We went to a park. We worked online, got some things done. And we headed and we did some, one of our favorite things. Well, favorite things in this world, I guess.
Well, kind of like a Titus 2 thing.
Discount food shopping.
Yeah, what was it I told you? I said, I really appreciate being able to visit the discount stores, the Dent & Bent discount grocery stores, because we can find some good, healthy, natural things that I used to make from scratch when I was in a home, but now I can't do it anymore, and we're fine without them, but it is really nice to be able to have some things that you could purchase for virtually nothing.
Yeah, where we're at, there's some good Dent & Bent food stores, probably the best ones we know about in the whole country.
Yeah.
And so we get to stock up on stuff, and we bought some brothers some things, too, to share with them, so that was awesome.
Yeah.
And then we traveled to go to their town where two brothers are staying, and we gathered online. We had the Lord's Supper together, so yeah, it was a pretty awesome day. Nice, uneventful, peaceful, calm. It was nice.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Sister Amen?
I was just going to share a little bit. Sister and I were talking about growing in the Lord and just a simple thought about how we want to, since we're a new creation, we want to be molded the way He wants to mold us. And we could have a personality or a character trait that we have today, and we could be somebody so totally different, you know, 5 years from now, or even a year.
Yeah.
You know, as long as we're willing to be molded and shaped. And I wanted to read this, Isaiah 64:8. But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou our potter, and we all are the work of Thine hand.
Yeah, He's definitely doing a work in us, Philippians 1:6. And then we work with Him in that covenant. And, yeah, He definitely turns us into vessels fit for His good use.
Yeah, He does. I was going to go look up that Philippians 1:6 you said.
He who began a good work in you will complete it.
Yep. I love that. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I love that. Yeah.
He'll keep working as we're working with him.
Yeah, I like that. So that's kind of exciting to think about. You know, we're always changing. We should never be the same kind of person, you know, looking backwards. There should be more growth, more maturity, more perfection, meaning completeness. And
what's the saying? The wind is like the spirit, and the wind's always moving, otherwise it's not wind. And then living water is always moving, otherwise it becomes stagnant. So we should always be moving to some goal in the Lord, and it should be up and better and maturing, not going backwards or sitting still.
Right, amen. I love that.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And in the body life, you get to see a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, no matter who's going through a trial or a victory, we all get to learn and grow from it all.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
pretty awesome.
Yeah. When we gathered, one of the brothers brought a story, not a story, the account of Stephen stoning. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was.
Talked about how Stephen was stoned and how he basically called out the Pharisees that were doing it, telling them they were stiff-necked as their fathers. Pretty interesting. They're about to stone him, and he's calling them out. And then at the end, he cried out to the Lord, and he said, lay not this on their account. So he forgave them as they stoned him to death. Good example for us, our enemies, not to return evil for evil, but to forgive. What did we talk about, Sister Amen, with the brothers? Why do we forgive? The main reason, two main reasons we forgive.
Well, the Lord has forgiven us, so that's an example of us to forgive others. And if we don't forgive others, we're not going to be forgiven ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, we do it for His glory, and then we do it so that there's no bitterness or guile or nothing in us, and that we're not returning evil for evil. And so, yeah, we're supposed to forgive.
Yeah, I was thinking about a couple points in there. One, he was calling them out while they're killing him,
yeah.
So he didn't fear man, that's for sure.
No. No, yeah, he was ready to die for the faith. They stoned him because he worshipped Christ, and they did not believe Christ was God, so that was considered blasphemy, so that's why they stoned him. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and the other thing I thought of was all the coats got thrown at the feet of Saul,
yep,
who got a new name.
Paul.
Of Paul.
Yeah.
We talked about new names the other
day. Yep, yeah, the idea of taking new names, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of why we, it's not doctrine, but kind of why we all decided to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
What else on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, if you want me to. I have another one.
Yeah, go for it.
I thought this was interesting. During the talk, I can't remember what. Oh, I know what it was. You're telling the brethren how we're enriched by others.
Yeah.
And then you said it could be bittersweet, and you asked them if they knew what you meant by that, and one of them said, yeah, all the people who could be but aren't.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good way to put it. And, you know, it when could you said be with that, us. I was thinking about that. I kind of had a wave of sadness go over me. And as it did, all these people kind of flashed through my mind real quick. They just kind of washed on by. Yeah. And I had a little sadness for them because they were all the ones that had some light in them. Yeah.
And they all go do their own thing.
Yeah.
Outside of Christ.
Right. And they don't realize that they're stealing God's glory by doing that, and their eternal fate is not good. I hope
they're like Stephen said, stiff-necked, rebellious people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But so then you just, we rejoice extra when we see people who do press
yep.
on and strive.
All eyes on Christ, all eyes on the brother and not on those people, and we just hope and pray one day they turn and repent.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to keep going. We got to march on.
Amen. No looking back.
Yeah, keep marching, Sister Soldier Saints.
Yeah, amen, amen. I thought this was pretty neat. We had two young brothers do some role-playing today. What did you think of that, Sister Amin?
Oh, it was very edifying, encouraging, biblical, and it was heartwarming to see two brothers helping each other, and it really did make us smile.
Yeah, we laughed. We actually all laughed about it because one brother was playing like the Baptist, one saved, always saved guy, and the other brother was calling him out and just holding his feet to the fire about doctrine. And yeah, we all laughed because it was perfect. They did a good job. These two brothers are just met each other not long ago, and they're getting to know each other. They're going to be roommates. And they really are bonding together and helping each other in the faith. So it's really awesome. They're about the same age, and yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is. And I was thinking, you know, when you do the role playing like that, there's like both sides on it. We want to be out in the streets and be able to contend for the faith once delivered with the people that come at us. And it's good to know what they're going to be coming at us with.
Right.
And so to see both of them doing it, you can tell they're both paying attention to what they should be doing and what's coming at them, because the one portraying the other one pushing against the truth, he came up with all the excuses that they have.
Yeah,
and then the other brother knew how to dig out a sword and cut them all down.
Yeah, it's called apologetics. It's how to defend the faith and talk about the faith, and you got to be able to do that in the streets if you're going to do street ministry. The more you do it, the better you should get at it. So that's why they practice and they role play, and it gives them good awareness of what it's like in the streets, and then they go out and they use it. So we're going to be going to another event this weekend, Lord willing, another festival, and the two brothers are going to join us, so that's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
We're looking forward to that again.
More biblical feet on the street.
Yep. Amen.
I love that.
What else, Sister Amin? What else you got for us today?
Well, I have my scripture verse at the end, but I know you have things to say.
Go for your scripture verse. I just have one more point.
Oh, okay. Isaiah 51:15. But I am the Lord thy God. I just want to say, if there was a period after that, that's all we would need. But we got so much more in the Word of God. That divided the sea, whose waves roared, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Yeah, like
that.
That
makes me want to just shout for
the
joy.
Lord
That's
of hosts.
Awesome.
I like that.
I love that.
That's awesome. The only other thing I had was I just want to talk about how it is October 2023, and there's a situation going on in the nation of Israel where they're now at war with their enemies, Hamas, down in the southern border, and there's a whole bunch of fighting and battling going on, and we're kind of seeing the end times play out. And what's going to happen, I believe, is as we move towards the end times, there's going to come an antichrist figure that's going to rise up. Israel's going to get pushed deeper into trouble, her enemies surrounding her. I think an antichrist is going to rise up, and he's going to bring a season of peace and safety. 1 Thessalonians 5:1-3. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for ye yourselves know that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. We're headed into those days. The Bible talks about when Israel will be surrounded by our enemies, and we're headed towards tribulation and Armageddon, what people would call World War III, with the wars raging and all the countries aimed at Israel, and America ready to stand for Israel, and all these type of things. So it's pretty interesting to see what's going on right now. But we can take heart. Galatians 6:16. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be upon them and mercy upon the Israel of God. We are the Israel of God. All the Jews and all the Gentiles that are born of Christ. I like that. We're the Israel of God. So God has his eye on the physical Israel nation. But today, that government is very secular and ungodly. But he's watching that land, because that's where Christ, according to Zechariah, is going to return onto the Mount of Olives. So that whole thing is playing out. We can see it. The brothers and I were talking about it today. And it's kind of, it can be fearful for people as they see the tribulation approaching, because we know Antichrist is going to rise up. But it should give us great hope and great encouragement, because we see the Bible coming true.
Right, yeah.
Right before our eyes.
Amen. And I thought I was looking this up while you were talking. Hebrews 13:6. This is good for us to remember. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Amen.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, we're headed into times when there's going to be a lot of terrible, terrible, terrible things happening. But we know the outcome. Read the end of the book. Christ mm-hmm. is going to come back. He's going to be victorious. So right. as the Israel of God, we got to keep watch, keep hope, looking for his coming and his return. So we're excited about that. We're going to be doing some, one of these days, some study in Revelation. And I'm going to read the promises of Revelation, I think, coming up to the brethren soon. So a lot of good promises in the book of Revelation, and we need not be fearful, but trust and hope in what is coming in the future.
Right, amen.
Anything else, Sister Armin?
He's our hope, he's our light, he's our rock, he's our truth,
amen.
He's everything. He's
amen.
All in all, so
yeah.
We just have to keep pressing on. We know the end.
Yeah, amen.
So how can that not bring us joy and yeah. strength? We know the end. We just have to do our part.
Yeah, greater is he who is in us than he that's in the world. And we got to keep our eye on Christ, because via the gospel, that is the path that God has set up. And we get to have that incredible blessing to have a hope and the blessed hope of his return. He's coming back for the elect. Are you the elect via the gospel? And are you looking for his coming? Are you joyous about the coming of the Lord? You shouldn't be worried about the ways of the world. You should be looking for his coming, knowing he said it would be so.
All right, yeah.
So do we believe the word of God, or don't we?
Yeah, in this world you'll have much tribulation, but be of good cheer. He has overcome
Amen.
The world.
Everything's coming to everything's going to come to a head, and this life is fleeting anyway. So keep yeah. your eyes on the word of God, Christ, and he will make it all happen in time.
Yeah.
It's all in his hands. We can trust in him.
Amen. Praise God. I want to be in his hands.
All right. We're out of here. Tomorrow, we got some things to do in this town, and I think we're going to be hanging out with these two brothers, and we got a bunch of stuff to get ready for the weekend coming up, and I got a couple projects I want to work on, and we got a preach to get put up. So we got lots of stuff to do.
We do.
Always busy in the Lord.
I love that.
Redeem the time, for the days are evil, Ephesians tells us.
Amen.
Ephesians 5, redeem the time. And we were talking about this too. 1 Thess 5, avoid all appearance of evil as we test all things to the word of God. What a joyous thing we have. The word of God, our filter to test all things.
Oh, I know. And you know, it's pretty awesome, because as you're going through, especially if you're new and you're learning how to kill your flesh and divide the word, it's so powerful, because there's an answer for it. And it's like, well, it says we must do it. I guess that's the answer to that. I got to do it. And
yeah.
then it just kind of keeps pushing you along. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like our brother says, why do we preach the gospel? Because Christ told us to do it, and that's all we need.
Oh, I know. I love
Simple,
that.
Simple, pure obedience to God's word.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. Yeah.
All right, we're out of here.
I love you, saints, sisters, brethren.
We love you all. Hold fast, and Godspeed to the ecclesia of the Most High.
Yeah.
We love you all.
Praise God. May God be praised.